ABC Radio Australia.
The Premier of Niue has voiced his criticism of the Pacific Islands Forum, describing it as being, quote, stuck in limbo and making little progress, particularly on the issue of financing for climate change mitigation. He made the comments in a written statement, and I spoke with the Niue Premier, Toke Talangi, earlier for him to elaborate.
No, I was expressing a view that perhaps we should be re-looking at what they do, because it seems to me that we seem to be repeating the same things over and over again. I don't have any problems with us talking about climate change, for example, but there has to be a point where we say, okay, this is our position. Move on from there to the next objective, and that is to try to get more money so that we can start mitigating, developing our infrastructure to mitigate against climate change changes that are occurring at the present moment.
We heard reports from inside negotiations that Australian officials particularly tried to change the wording, and there was a bit of back and forth on finalising the wording and the agreement on exactly what was to be said about climate change. When you talk about the fact that you're not able to really move forward, you're talking about the same things over and over, do you put that down to the fact that larger countries perhaps are not on the same page as those in the Pacific?
Look, the Australians will have their own positions. We know that, as we all do, except that we are very similar. The Australia, New Zealand, other countries have got to be different because of the economic issues that emanate as a consequence of where they are. Now, we all know that everybody wants to achieve the reduction in the level of CO2 and so on, climate change, if you like, achieve the better result for all of us humans. At the present moment, though, it's not always easy. So I don't have any problems with whatever the Australians are trying to do. But let me say this. They cannot influence, as one country, what we have agreed to as 15 countries. So that's my position.
So on that, when you talk too about, I guess, the role of the Pacific Islands Forum, you describe it in a piece that you've written that it's stuck on first gear. As you say, there are 16 Pacific Island nations as part of the Pacific Islands Forum, and then Australia and New Zealand are there as well, stumping up a lot of the finances for that, about 50% between them. But is it relevant? Are you suggesting perhaps it's not relevant for them to be part of that regional grouping?
Yeah, I think it is relevant because, after all, they are part of the Pacific. Now, surely the Australians will know that, in fact, climate change is happening, and unless we do something positive about it or to influence it, then it's not going to help anybody, them or us. And I think sometimes the misunderstanding that a lot of people have is the fact that it's not going to happen, climate change is not going to happen in Australia or New Zealand or America or China or whatever those countries are. But in fact, you and I know that in fact what's happening with cyclones and hurricanes and droughts and so on are the result of climate change. So at some point, the GDPs are going to have an impact on what will happen, and therefore they'll start taking notice. At the present moment, they seem to be blissfully thinking, no, we're immune. We can continue to do this for the next, 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Going back to your points about wanting to get the agenda or discussions about more climate change financing so you can adapt and mitigate against the effects of climate change, you said that you didn't really get anywhere with that. What happened?
Yeah, well,
and also,
that has to be the next step. I mean, after all, everybody's putting money towards climate change, but we're not getting any access to it. So clearly, we must get access to those funds so that we can start mitigating. We can't mitigate without that.
And there has been some talk in recent weeks. Pacific Beach actually reported last week that there are some other negotiations in Bangkok that Australia and the US were pushing to have funds actually for climate change for countries in the Pacific and elsewhere in the world, actually to be more like loans as opposed to simply funding them. Do you think that's fair on Pacific Island nations being lumped with a loan that they actually have to repay?
Yeah, and I think what we should be doing is looking at our fisheries to determine whether, in fact, we should be allowing them to take fish the way they are at the present moment, and we'll pay the loans back.